You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
After the French Open, let the party start once again.
6-3 so far.
Because Ashleigh Barty will be the new number one after winning this Birmingham final.
Ashleigh Barty is the first Australian woman to seize the world number one tennis ranking in almost half a century after claiming her third title of 2019. The 23-year-old defeated her doubles partner, Germany's Julia Görges, 6-3, 7-5, in the final of the Birmingham Classic to take top spot from Japan's Naomi Osaka. The result sees her add the Birmingham title to her 2019 Miami Open and French Open titles, the latter of which came earlier this month. Barty actually gave up tennis in late 2014 and played big bash cricket for the Brisbane Heat before returning to the sport in 2016. The Queenslander says it's been an eventful few years.
It's just been the most amazing journey for myself and my team, and we've got to this point by doing all the small things right, and I think we'll continue to try and do that, but it's certainly just been the most amazing month of tennis for us and really an amazing 3 years.
Barty is the fourth youngest woman to top the rankings in the past decade. The last Australian woman to reach the number one ranking was Indigenous player Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley. Goolagong-Cawley held the number one spot for 2 weeks in 1976, though it was not known at the time because incomplete data were used to calculate the rankings. This was discovered in December 2007, 31 years later. Despite her recent success, Barty says she doesn't consider herself anywhere near Goolagong-Cawley's status.
To be even mentioned in the same sentence is incredible. As Yvonne, she's an amazing human being and has set the tone for so many Australians and so many Indigenous Australians around our country and around the world. She's just an amazing person, and what she has done in her career was incredible, and what she continues to do off the court for us as a sport is amazing. But to have her as a friend is amazing.
John Newcombe, Pat Rafter and Leighton Hewitt, the latter of whom enjoyed 80 weeks at the summit of the men's rankings between 2001 and 2003, are the only other Australians to have been world number one. But he is currently on a 12-match winning streak and will play one more event, the Eastbourne Tournament in Britain, before Wimbledon begins on the 1st of July.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.